Executive Director's Message to Members by Joe Bogart. This page has one photo, a headshot of Executive Director Joseph Bogart. Wow, what an amazing, fun, and productive convention. We had some intense debates in the business sessions. We had fun at the baseball game and bowling, and we ended the week with awards, door prizes, and even an engagement. The 74th convention set the bar high for our upcoming 75th convention from August 17th to 21st, 2020, at the Hyatt Regency Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., and we are planning for an even greater time. When the headquarters team hit the ground, we immediately noticed how Tulsa worked hard to improve accessibility around the hotel. They installed the latest audible crosswalks and fresh truncated domes at the crosswalks. The hotel made great efforts to include a more affordable meal menu for our members as well. We would like to thank the city of Tulsa for hosting us and taking strides to make the city more accessible. Our week started out with incredible education sessions and an over-the-top, first-time-ever caregiver discussion panel hosted by Gary Barg. With the overall reviews being high and requests already coming in for more caregiver events, we plan to grow this for 2020. Then VA Deputy Secretary James Byrne had many great things to say about the progress we're making by working with his office. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, U.S. Senator Lankford, who sent a video to our members, and Tulsa Deputy Mayor Amy Brown closed the keynote opening speakers for Wednesday's joint session. We had the normal business sessions, and that evening enjoyed a Tulsa Drillers ball game complete with a buffet and play-by-play announcing just for us on our own private deck. Thursday morning held special meeting for our Vietnam veterans with a unique opportunity to visit with the noted reporter, author, and only civilian to receive the Bronze Star for Value, Mr. Joe Galloway. Since the only time Mr. Galloway could join us was Thursday, we deviated from the normal Father Carol speeches for his presentation. That evening, Operation Peer Support hosted all attendees to a pizza buffet and bowling at Andy B's. Friday gave us one new resolution, a bylaw amendment, and next year's board officers. Congratulations to Board President Dr. Thomas Zampieri, Vice President Joseph McNeil Sr., Secretary Daniel Wallace, and Treasurer Elizabeth Holmes. We then closed out the convention with a wonderful dinner, music, and special recognition for Dale Stamper's long service with the BVA's Board of Director of Government Relations, Melanie Brunson, who retired at the end of August. Yes, indeed, the 74th National Convention was a hit. From all the BVA HQ team, thank you for coming out and making it a very fun and memorable convention. We look forward to seeing even more of you in D.C. in 2020.